This I believe. What belief is left to a man whose job it is to pronounce sentence upon those who violate the law? Here is the answer of Judge Louis E. Leventhal of Philadelphia, a distinguished jurist who once served as advisor on Jewish affairs to General Lucius Clay, our former military governor in Germany.
As a boy, the words freedom and justice were hammered into my mind. My parents, immigrant pious Jews, had fled Russia in search of freedom and justice, and they were determined that I should know their value. At the Horace Binney School in Philadelphia, my teacher took our class regularly to visit Independence Hall. I learned with pride that the inscription on the bell, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land," came from the Hebrew Bible. But as I grew older, I began to question the validity of freedom and justice. I had accepted these concepts because I was told to, but did they really work? I have seen miscarriages of justice that bear shameful witness to the weakness and prejudices of men. And yet, as I think of it now, I have seen far, far more just trials than unjust ones. I have seen far, far more human beings respond when they had a chance to decency and fairness than to evil and the breaking of a trust. I remember the case of an 18-year-old boy I once sentenced for burglary. It was his third offense, and after the youngster had pleaded guilty, the prosecutor said to me, "Judge, I'm afraid the only thing to do now is to put him away in jail. He's broken probation twice before." But there was something about his looks that made me feel we didn't have all the evidence. We investigated. His home life was a nightmare, and interestingly enough, each one of the boy's thefts had been committed immediately after a violent fight between his mother and father. I suppose the psychologist would call it his way of showing revenge. I couldn't see where prison would do him any good. I put him on probation, providing he joined the army. He seemed curiously grateful. The next I heard of him, months later, he was a bombardier in the Air Force. His mother sent me a message saying he had been shot down and captured by the Germans, and had won a presidential citation for bravery. She added, incidentally, that she and her husband were reconciled. Released from prison camp after the war, the boy showed up in my chambers one day with his fiancée. He wanted me to marry them. I did. He was pardoned for all his crimes, and today he's making good on a job in a Pennsylvania factory. This was an unusual case, yet not once but many times I have seen even so-called hardened criminals acquire a sense of dignity when given a chance to live in freedom in an ordered, democratic society. A professor I know recently confessed he was discouraged about life. He said, "When the Lord made man, he put in a little too much hog and a little too much tiger." But I don't believe the Lord is responsible for our hoggishness or our ferocity. These are man-made corruptions of the human spirit with which God endowed us all. I believe that man has the capacity for self-improvement, for the elimination of his defects, and for the development of the divine spark in his soul. I believe we can best expand our capacities in a society framed in freedom and justice, where each citizen is called upon to contribute to the common welfare, and where all the uniquely different personalities are harmonized toward the common good. When I have my doubts, I think of the case of the burglar who became a bombardier, and I am reassured.
That was Judge Louis E. Leventhal, who spends much of his time administering justice to those who have broken the law, but has lost none of his faith in man's capacity for self-improvement.